FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Shut it.
Jesus Christ. God, how was that?
Yeah, mate. Crazy stuff there. So, look, it's like a drug, that stuff. You know, we've got to wean off it. We can't stick on all night with fart movies.
Imagine if we could do song titles and we could do the song title of this next song, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Okay. Yeah, it kind of works. It's not perfect time. I'll
give
you that.
But let's get into this. 133353. It's naughty after nine, so there's a content warning. But I want to know on 133353, did you get with the girl or the guy next door? It's everyone's dream to have the girl or guy next door.
Saucy stuff, Tom.
Oh, isn't it?
I'm going to live vicariously through your story, so you've got to call up.
Yeah, maybe it was a neighbour. That's probably the only experience that it would be. So have you had sex with your neighbour?
And if it was ongoing particularly, that's got to be one of the, you know, dream come true kind of stuff.
Pretty incredible stuff. 133353, if you've been with the girl or guy next door, it's Tom and Ollie on Triple M, naughty after nine. Guns N' Roses, Knocking on Heaven's Door, Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Must stress that there's a content warning after 9 o'clock, so if you're easily offended, not the best station to be listening to right now, maybe chuck on some music.
Well, it's all you here, Tom, because I've already created radio magic with the fart topic, so what do you got for us?
This is what I want to know. Have you slept with the girl or guy next door? It's a pretty big dream of a lot of people to be like, I have a hookup waiting for me literally across the fence.
Because I think it's also sexy because, one, the immediacy, like you sort of suggested, but two, there's a family feel to like neighbours, you know what I mean? Where it's like it shouldn't be sexy.
Yeah,
okay. It should just be like you go home and it's like, oh, family, friends, but there's suddenly you've got this naughty element to it.
Yeah. A lot of hot. Yeah, you like it?
Oh, big time. So let's hear what we've got here.
So 133353, if you've got with the girl and a guy next door, we want to hear your stories. Tony, what happened, buddy?
Mate, it was my mate's neighbour.
Okay.
Smoking hot. He was bleeding when he found out. Unreal.
Bleeding, you say?
No.
He was upset.
Yeah, I was upset, man. Destroyed. Yep. He was hanging together with her for ages. Come around, party. Boom. There we go.
How'd you do it? How'd you pull it off?
Well, no, she did.
How did she pull it off?
Yeah, man, I was nuts. We're just at a party. It was just, she's a hairdresser. She goes, do you want to cut your hair while at the party? Whatever. And just goes from there, you know?
Yeah, well, haircuts lead to sex. So,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Well done, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Didn't quite paint any
picture. Great talker. Tony is.
Your radio's about storytelling. Paint the picture for us. Maybe James is going to really sell it here. James, how did it go down, this naughty neighbour sex?
All right. So this is a classic. So when I was back as an apprentice, when I was a younger guy, I was living on the Sunshine Coast and we had a Jehovah's Witness family living next door with a daughter that was the same age as me.
Oh, God.
And yes, and it... sort of, she was a bit rebellious, as you would imagine, with that religion. And then we had bedroom windows facing each other, and it just all started from there. And then she used to come over in the middle of the night, and then her parents used to fake sickness on church days and stuff like that. And it was unbelievable.
The religious element to it adds even more, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Like, and she used to tell me about a friend of hers that was, they just couldn't wait till they could get out because it was just so
religion.
Oppressive.
And did Jehovah's believe in no sex before marriage?
Oh, well, I assume they did because their mum and dad did not like me at all.
Yeah. No, I can imagine. The windows facing each other, James, that's a very important element. What would go on with the windows facing each other?
How did it start?
Well, you could have just, your imagination's like, you know, it all started one night. Never forget it. It was hilarious. And I think I forgot to close my blinds. And then it was like, oh. And then it was like she forgot to close her blinds. And then it all sort of started from that.
Oh, the stuff of dreams, James.
Sexy stuff.
Oh, the stuff of dreams it was, boys. I'm telling you.
The stuff of legend. So that makes you a legend, James.
God, absolutely incredible stuff. Imagine just forgetting to close your blinds and then all of a sudden, bum chicka wow wow.
No, yeah, well, normally getting caught having a masty is not the most flattering.
Whoa, is that what happened?
Well,
I thought he was just getting caught changing. James, were you just...
I assumed he was having a mess.
What was happening when the windows were open that you forgot to close your... What was happening?
No, I come from the shower, from the bathroom.
Yeah! Ollie's brain literally just went to you pleasuring yourself.
Oh
well, you know.
Well, I mean, could have been that, couldn't it?
Who knows? I don't know what I can say on radio.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, now we get the picture.
All right, let's jump to a song. 133353. Have you got with your next door neighbour, the girl or guy next door? As we've heard, it is Stuff of Dreams. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Naughty After Nine. Triple M, we've got your new rock. That one's called Lights Out by Royal Blood. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Of course, there is a content warning after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
We're asking tonight those sexy times that you've done with the next door neighbour.
Now, sorry, Tom, to butt in, but I've just got to get to, we've got a few messages here that I want to get to. Sorry to Belle as well, who hates this, but we've been getting some great fart movies. I want to read them out quickly.
I thought you were going to do messages from the...
No, none of them are about this.
Girl or guy next door.
No, none of them are about that. They're all about fart movies. For example,
give me one.
Grant has said, my last fart can be described as the film Gone in 60 Seconds. So it's pretty good.
Okay, that's enough.
Sean said, Shitty Shitty Bang Bang. And then Sean...
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Bass, doesn't matter. And other Sean said Kill Bill, which isn't the best. But they're still funny.
Girl or guy next door, 133353, did you get with your neighbour? Jeff, what happened?
All right, this is the ultimate.
Oh,
and I couldn't help but not ring.
Oh, Jeff.
I grew up to two sisters.
Yeah.
I was 6 years old, probably 30 years ago. Mm. Lived next door to them for 12 years. Yeah. Moved to Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
Went to a party down there about a year and a bit ago. Mm-hmm. One sister who's married, I was drawing clowns on her bazookas.
Yeah.
And that night I got with a sister.
We've known each other for about 30 years. What's drawing clowns? I mean, is that a saying?
I don't know. They got makeup out and she got them out and she couldn't see, so I started drawing on it.
She was married?
So that was number one. Yeah, she was married, yeah. And then her sister, I ended up getting with the sister that night and I've been with her once other time since. But as a childhood, growing up next to them, sleeping, swimming in the same pool, like sisters, yeah.
Wow. How old were you different. When this happened? This
last year, well, I'd known them from about 6 till I was, I lived next door to them for about 12 years till I was 18. And this, I was 36 when I got with them.
And yeah. It's still, that whole fantasy still lasts like 12
yeah,
years.
Yeah, I'm still proud as punch.
Had you always thought they were pretty attractive?
Oh, yeah. They were high school. They were the high school, prom queens.
Okay. The dream for a boy of their age.
Yes,
you know.
Exactly right.
So it's all comparable.
Exactly right. Exactly right. That was a weird story.
Was
that
it?
One? Oh, personally, I don't know what made it weird.
The drawing.
Because I thought when he started off the story that he was talking about his own sisters that he grew up with, and then he's like, I'm like, what is going on
here? Well, that's weird in your head, Tom.
Adam on 133353, you've got with a girl or guy next door.
Yeah, g'day, gentlemen. This was a while ago. When I was 18, we used to go every week to the same club and used to finish at 3.
The cabs used to do
changeover shifts so you could never get one. So I used to run home.
Okay.
And this one evening, I ran home and shirt off. And by the time I landed on my front lawn, I was all like hot and bothered. And then the next door neighbour, she was 35 and separated. And she happened to be there and we started talking. And I ended up going in and having a shower and got with her, but it continued for around 2 years. This lady used to leave the porch light on of a Friday night if it was like a go signal. So it was totally casual.
Adam, how old were you?
18.
Oh, God, that is hot.
Oh, my God, Adam.
Yeah, it was awesome. No one ever knew. I really kind of kept it quite on down low. But, if I'd occasionally sort of jog home and then the light was on, I'd lightly tap on the door and, I'd go in. And it was like around 2 years. Fantastic.
Oh, mate.
Oh, my God.
As a younger boy, had you thought about her being a bit sexy?
Absolutely. She used to get around the lawn like the short shorts and, you know, all the old guys in the neighborhood used to perv on her and everything. But, it was
gold. I feel like my childhood was wasted. Your childhood has trumped mine in every way.
Yeah, no, that's why I had to ring because I heard the topping. I thought, man, I got a good one because that's gold.
Well, mate, well, Adam, you've bloody clocked it. That's absolutely insane. 133353. We'll keep it open though. Girl or guy next door? Did you get with your neighbour?
It's been all boys so far. It'd be great to hear from a couple of girls who've you know, had a bit of success with the neighbour.
Absolutely. You were Tom and Ollie on Triple M 133353. Naughty after nine.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty after nine.
Big old content warning as we ask, have you been with the girl or guy next door? These sexy stories just keep popping up. Tobias, what happened with you?
Hello, boys. How are we?
Good, mate.
Good, Tobias. Getting a bit excited by these stories, to be honest.
Well, I hope mine does the trick for you.
I'm sorry.
That's that, Tobias. What happened?
Well, I came home one day and the lady across the road, she was in a bit of an argument with some clients because she does baby capsule services.
Okay.
All right.
She manufactures
We don't need to go into detail, Tobias. Yeah.
You don't want the intricate details? No. Okay. Well, no, long story short, I intervened because it got a little heated.
Oh.
And she invited me inside for a cup of tea and a bit of a talk. And as things progressed slowly, one thing led to another. And we, to politely put it, we got it on.
How do you go from having a cup of tea and debriefing an argument with someone else to then having make an out?
Well, she started revealing her personal life to me, and I felt comfortable revealing my personal life to her, and she just came on to me. And as a young guy, I didn't deny it, and I went for it.
Were you a similar age, or was she much older?
She, at the time, was 43.
And you were how old?
29.
Yeah, well done, Tobias. Yeah, bit of fun there. Well done.
Hey, I think that's dreams over. The dream's over. Ollie, right now, I want people to call on 133.
What a shame. I'm going to head off, mate. You have a good...
Do you want more stories then of that?
Well, no, I just, you know, you can't really beat that stuff for me. That's a bit of a dream come true, so...
Well, I thought...
What's up next?
Well, I thought tonight we could have a look at cross-dressing. 133353.
Okay.
Do you find dressing or cross-dressing sexy? If you do, we've got questions for you. 133353, a safe space. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. In Excess, Never Tear Us Apart. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M, and it's after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Look, we like to do a bit of exploration after 9 o'clock. We like to explore different ideas.
We delve.
Especially when it comes to the taboo, the kink, the naughty, you know?
Oh, definitely, Tom.
Don't you reckon?
This is not kinky. Well, it's not a kink, is it? What's a kink?
I think it is a kink.
What's a kink?
A kink is something that's different, I think. Like, or something... A kink is something that... Well, it's different because it literally goes in a different way, doesn't it? A kink goes in a different way.
Oh, look at you talking about...
It's a fetish.
In real time. Yeah, well, you're right. It's kinky. So, right now, it's cross-dressing.
Cross-dressing. 133353. I want to hear from you if you're into cross-dressing, if you like dressing in the opposite sex's clothes. Please give us a call on 133353.
We have heard stories. Sorry, 133353. I talked over you, Tom. We have heard stories of, in the past, previous shows, of guys coming home to find, you know, their dad wearing mum's undies or dad wearing, I think it was dad wearing this, the guy with his girlfriend's undies on.
Yeah.
So obviously, it happens. For me, I mean, I don't find my girlfriend sexy wearing my clothes. I mean, that...
Really?
She does it all the time. It's just annoying.
Is it annoying? No, but isn't there something sexy I've heard in the straight world? Isn't there something sexy of, like, your girlfriend wearing, you know, the long white shirt with nothing else on?
Yeah, it's a bit of like a naughty, you know, post-office hookup kind of look, isn't it? Wearing the white business shirt. It's like, oh, you've come to my house after work. It was a bit cheeky.
I suppose that's not really cross-dressing, though, is it?
It's not cross-dressing. She's wearing it for comfort. She's got my hoodie on. It's like, give it back. I like that one. You're wearing it. I can't wear it.
133353, if you have some experience with cross-dressing, we want to hear from you. What's it like? What turns you on about it? It's definitely a safe space as well, and you can change your name and we can also change your voice if that's what you'd like. But we really just have questions about where this comes from and what you like doing with it and all that type of stuff. Cross-dressing, 133353, it's Naughty After Nine with Tom and Ollie. Oh, let's get into some Killing Heidi back from 1999 with Weir. That is an absolute win for you tonight. It's Weir, Killing Heidi from 1999. Jesus Christ, that is just a bloody good track. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Triple M play, just the best music.
Okay, we get it. Yep.
It's Naughty After Nine.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
The cross-dressing community not coming to the floor when we asked on 133353 for cross-dressers. That's okay. We will move on. It might be a touchy subject.
We'll respect the silence.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The radio silence, unfortunately, for us. Yeah. But we can move on, Tom, because I wanted to throw it out there. We've got about 15 minutes left in the show. We can definitely get stuck into this as a phenomenon.
Okay.
133353 is the number. Can you only poo in your own home? Do you have hang-ups about going to the toilet? Do you have issues with... Because I've heard people...
Sorry, we did what movie title is your fart at 8:55 and now you're going into can you only poo in your own house?
Well, I'm happy to go back to can you describe your fart with the
no,
movie title.
I don't want
to
do but that.
I feel like Belle needs to move on, our producer Belle. She's struggling with everything poo related. But this is this is more about like people who have a hang-up with where they go to the toilet. I heard someone tell me, and I was quite shocked, they said, I can only poo in my own house, in my own routine. I hold it in all day, never at work, never in public spaces.
Wasn't there that story?
Never on the street.
Wasn't there that story about that guy who recently was so constipated? What was that whole idea?
Yeah, good one. There's a Chinese guy who had he had severe constipation his whole life, and he had his bowels cut out because inside them was basically a pillow-sized, his entire life's feces. It was a shocking image. It was shocking. So here we go.
Have I done a content warning yet or what?
Probably not. 133353 though. Can you only poo in your own home or do you know someone who has got hang-ups about where they poo and how they poo? You will get to where.
Personally, I can tell you that I have to be in a silence like space. No one can be next door. Yeah. I don't like it.
I was going to say on that because I'm similar. Is there any greater feeling than sitting down to go to the toilet in a group toilet sort of area and hearing someone else who's in there leave? Is there anything better than going, thank God, this space is mine? 133353, can you only poo in your own house? Or do you know someone like this?
133353, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Can't stand losing you, police. Tom and Ollie on Triple M, a smutty content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Tom is struggling today. Tom, keep it together.
Warning, not a warning.
Yeah, just try and speak properly, buddy. If you can, that'd be great. Yeah. 133353 is our number. Yeah. And look, I've thrown it out there. Can you only poo in your own house? Or more generally, do you have hang-ups about pooing? Do you have rules that you need to abide by and it makes it a bit hard for you to just, crack it out there whenever you need to?
Crap it out there.
Crap it out there, big time. I'm pretty free going.
Yeah, I know you are.
I'll go wherever.
You make noises.
And I mean wherever. No, obviously in the toilets.
I wasn't supporting you on that one, mate. You were all on your own.
Yeah,
there.
Well, that's just you, isn't it, in a nutshell. 133353, Daniel, give me some support, buddy. Have you got pooing issues or is it someone else?
Me personally, I have no issues.
Yeah, in the club.
My favourite is the bush poop, personally.
Yeah, okay, a bit of bush
tucker. Been out there having a squat. Yeah. But my missus, she has a big hang-up. She needs an exhaust fan.
Whoa!
Like a shower sort of fan.
That's it. That kind of fan. She just needs it in the background just to, I don't know, I guess it's like a blocker.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's her biggest hang-up. I don't have one at my place. She doesn't go to the toilet at my place. She'll hold on until she gets home.
God,
I think
Daniel.
Actually, it's reminded me, Daniel, that I used to be very anxious about the noise that it made in a quiet room. Yeah,
got a tip for you there, Ollie. You can chuck toilet paper down the bowl before you go.
Is that what you do?
No, I don't do that. I have heard of that tip.
Yeah, yeah. A mate of mine does it. It was not me though. It's definitely you.
You're on your own then, mate. Come over here and pull the phone fader up yourself then if you don't want to talk.
Mate, I'm happy to engage. You're the one who's saying it's not me.
It's not me.
Don't lie to our constituents.
I'm not lying. It's not me.
Darren, what do you reckon, mate? Do you have an issue with pooing?
Not me, mate. My son.
Yeah, okay. You'd be like, okay.
Yeah, he's the only toilet in the world he'll use is our ensuite.
Needs the ensuite.
I'm guessing you've got other toilets in your house, so it's
there are. Yeah.
How many other toilets are there?
There's one other toilet.
But he has to use your ensuite.
Yeah. First thing in the morning, you're in the shower. Comes in, morning, Dad. And then you kaplunk.
So it's not privacy because obviously you're in there.
Yeah.
What's the reason? He just likes it or?
I don't know. He just won't go in the other one.
What about school and kindergarten and whatever else he's doing?
He holds on till he gets home.
Oh, my God.
Oh, geez, watch out. He'll become like the guy in China who had a huge bow full of poo.
I've got a movie title for you as well.
Yeah. All right. Describe your latest fart with a movie title.
Schindler's List.
Nah, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work, Darren.
Darren, how is that meant to be?
I dumped that one, Ollie, because it was it was just a bit wrong.
Okay.
Is that cool with that?
No. Well, Darren had a fart movie title thingy from before.
Well, we heard about that. Yeah. They heard that part. They
It was a bit inappropriate.
Let me just get back into delay. All right, George. 133353. Right now we are asking if you can only poo in your own house or if you've got like a poo rule that you have to go through. George, you have some poo rules.
I do. Yeah, I can pretty much only poo at home. I've only ever gone outside my house once, and that was at work, and it was on a public holiday, and I got paid double time and a half for 20 minutes.
To do the poo?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I was okay with it. Look, I honestly don't know what it is. I actually went on a holiday with a girlfriend at one stage, and we were away for 4 days. And I couldn't poo the whole time I was there. And when I got home, whoa, look out.
George, are you waddling around a bit in pain?
No. It just switches off. It just, I cannot, no matter how hard I try, I can't do it. And I don't know, it's like performance anxiety. It just does not happen. And it's even so far as to go is most guys could pull over on the side of the road and have a pee on the side of the road. Yeah. I can't do that.
You've got toilet shyness.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, you know, I can't explain it. I don't know where it's come from. I don't, in my own home, that's perfectly fine.
It's undiagnosed, George.
Yeah, undiagnosed, absolutely. Yeah,
just living with it. Dealing with it. All right, we better take a break, Tom. Tom's upset.
No.
He's, He can't handle it. He can't handle the pressure of radio.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take a few days off, and I'll see you on Monday night. How about that?
Well, you always do that.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
it's nothing different.
You can catch up on the podcast. You just search Tom and Ollie on iTunes, or you head to triplem.com.au.
Sure you hear all those fart movie titles. I mean, Apocalypse Now, for me, was a great fart description. What else was there? The Great Escape was mine.
Yep.
Just some good stuff. Check it out in the podcast, as Tom said. It's not in the naughty one. It's actually in the normal one.
See you 7 p.m. Monday night.
See you then. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too, mate. See ya.
Yeah.
Tom and Ollie and Triple M.